Dean, first of all, congratulations. It's a huge achievement for where Villa were to be where they're going.
Well, 15 games ago, if somebody had offered me this, I'd have absolutely snapped their hands off. Tremendous from the players in terms of what they've done, but we've done nothing yet. We've got to the final of the playoffs, and it's going to be a tough game, whether it's against Leeds or Derby County. So there's one game to go. We'll enjoy this, have two or three days, but there's still a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, tonight was a really tense, pressurised affair. How pleased were you the way that your guys handled that?
I was disappointed that we lost the game. I couldn't believe we lost the game. I mean, they were down to 10 men for, 45 minutes? We've had good chances. The goalkeeper's made good saves, but you've got to give them credit. They've defended really well. And, you know, it's a hell of an achievement to beat a team like Albion, because they're a good team over two legs. And, I felt that we should have been more comfortable during the home leg. I just didn't see them beating us today. I thought we had too much for them, but credit to them for the way they defended.
When it came to the penalties, you got off to a flyer with Jed's saves.
Yeah, two great saves. I mean, the keepers work religiously with Neil Cutler, and he'll be extra pleased. I got him from West Brom not so long ago, so he's worked with me for a long period at Walsall as well, and the work that we've done with Jed and he's done with Jed, and so pleased for Jed.
Obviously you're a Villa fan and a lot will be made with that between now and Wembley, but it is a huge achievement for everybody at the football club. Like you say, maybe after Brentford people thought, okay, well that's probably that for this year.
No, I would agree. I mean, I think a lot of people have wrote the season off, and now we're one game from getting to the Premier League. These lads are capable of that. I thought there was a nervousness about the game at times. I thought first half we were in control, without really, our final ball let us down at times. I thought we broke their press numbers of times, but it was just our final ball that was lacking a little bit. Second half they ramped it up a little bit. Their danger was always going to be a set piece. They've got long throws, they've got a lot of big lads as well, and they scored with a set piece, and we huffed and puffed but couldn't get that goal.
But as in all these things, when it's that kind of situation, semi-final, it's about winning, and whether it takes time, penalties or whatever, you're there.
Yes, we are. I mean, myself, I'm personally disappointed that we've actually lost the game, but really pleased that we've gone through, and some great penalties. We've worked very hard at that. From the day we got through to the playoffs, Millwall, I think it was. From that day, we've worked on it in training. Jed Steer walking and passing the ball to our players before they took the penalty. So there was a lot of work and thought gone into it, and we've progressed because of that.